Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I am grateful that God's Word is to equip us and to help us. And I was thinking, just listening to Deuteronomy 29 being read, this is the third time that we will have the teaching on it. But I went back to two of the verses again. One of them had really caught my heart at the beginning when we first started the study. But now the one right behind it is on my mind too. In terms of understanding, you know, the recovery aspect of what we're doing when we are in the Word. This is Deuteronomy 29:18-19. It says, make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. When such a person hears the words of this oath, and they invoke a blessing on themselves, thinking, I will be safe, even though I persist in going my own way, they will bring disaster on the watered lands as well as the dry. And that is Deuteronomy 29:18-19. You know, I often hear us say that the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, you know, is that if I am thinking in terms of spiritual things, I cannot leave out where my heart is. I want to really think about where my heart is, and I have lately been very aware how important it is for me not to have any kind of bitterness or anger or hatred or negativity in my heart, because it definitely will turn me away from the things that are all about the Lord. I have been called to not just be a fan of Jesus. I've been called to be a follower of Jesus. I've been called to walk in his footsteps. I've been called to have a mind of Christ. And all of those things that I was speaking of, the bitterness, the anger, the hatred, the fighting the wrong enemy, you know, the one-upsmanship, as I've said before, when we are playing roller derby, the self-righteousness, all of those things run counter to who my God is. And I got to be very, very aware. And so those two verses really hit home to me. Here were these people. They were listening to Moses going back over the law, getting ready for them to go into the Promised Land, and he wanted them to know, please. He knew the strategies of Satan, and one of the strategies of Satan is that we can tell ourselves that we're different, you know, that, yeah, other people have to do this, but I don't really need to do that. Or we can tell ourselves that, you know, we're safe, that God doesn't really hear all this, what's going on with me, I got it covered. But none of these things are true. And so I'm grateful for the Word that keeps bringing it home to me. Walk in this newness of life that God has given. But let me pray. Father, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit. We don't want to live like we used to live, in bitterness and anger and hatred and one-upsmanship and all of this. This is not who Jesus was and who Jesus is, Lord. And we want to be like Jesus. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus that we pray. Amen.